paid the water bill. How do you do it, Al?
As overseer of the vast Bundy fortune, I came up with a bold financial plan. I sold my blood. All right. It is time to cut the ceremonial ribbon. Peg, as someone who has been symbolically cutting things off for years, can you do the honors?
I declare this, the Al Bundy faucet, which, like its namesake, has been dry, lo, these many months, open. Okay, here we go. Brown on the first day. And crunchy, too. Now, don't waste any of this stuff. This crunchy stuff is life-giving vitamins, minerals, and asbestos. All right. Who wants Bundy iced tea?
I do.
Okay, here we go. Oh, boy.
It's like Christmas, our birthdays, and the 4th of July all in one. To Dad's blood.
And the poor sap who got it. Must have been a washer.
Duck.
Yeah, lucky indeed. I got lumpy water, and you're the family that loves me. Who could ask for anything more? I could. And I believe it's time for one of you ingrown toenails to get a job. So, can I have a volunteer? No one? Gee, really? Wait a second, something's missing. Pretend I have money. Everyone put their hands up. Yep, there's a hand missing.
Uh-oh, I'm late.
Congratulations, Pumpkin. You just volunteered.
Come on, kid. This could get ugly. We're going to the park to pick up some chicks. You know the routine. Find a pretty girl, tell her I saved your life in Nam, and I no longer have any feelings left in my hands. The only thing that can bring it back is the touch of a beautiful woman. And that's woman. Let's not have any stupid mistakes like last week, okay?
Hey, I'm six. You should know better.
So should you. He was carrying a cat and singing show tunes, for God's sake.
Al, don't do this to my baby. Oh, my God. He's going to ask me to get a job. Don't do this, Al. Throughout history, wanker women have done nothing, and we're proud of it. Where we sat on pioneer couches at the backs of wagon trains. We slept late during Indian attacks and had our hair done while our husbands had theirs scalped. You know, the West is speckled with graveyards, filled with the bodies of men who died before their time supporting wanker women. Don't break the chain, Al. Don't break the chain.
Pumpkin, I have something that I have to tell you.
Oh, my God, he is going to ask me to get a job. Okay. Come
yes,
on, sit
yes,
down.
Yes, there, my little leech, there. Now, honey, let me explain this to you by telling you about the plow horse that had to pull the heavy wagon.
What was the horse's name, Daddy?
Al.
The horsey in your story has your name, Daddy.
Yes, he did, Pumpkin. Anyway, he pulled and he pulled. And then on the road, a big red cow jumped onto the cart.
Wouldn't it be funny if the cow's name was Peggy?
And before he knew it, little horsey after little horsey jumped in the cart. Until poor Al collapsed in a heap and died a horrible twitching death.
Yay! That was a good story, Dad.
Indeed. But, honey, the story doesn't have to end that way. If a little horsey would help out, maybe the owl horse could save a few bucks and then Go to the nudie horsey bar.
So in fact, your little story is just a thinly veiled allegory, a metamucil, if you will, to convince me by imagery to get a job. How coincidental that it should come now. When I have been so busy thinking about the emptiness of my existence, I know I must have a greater purpose. Maybe I should get a job.
No, red cow. Sweetheart, all I can tell you is you're going to love work. I do. I really don't.
So, you think you got what it takes to be a burger waitress? Let's see your application. It's blank. Well, you got what it takes to be a burger waitress.
So, is there any training that I have to do?
Well, let's see. You know what a plate looks like? Excellent. You know what a table looks like? Excellent. Now, you take one to the other. Do you know which one?
Well, the table would be too heavy to take to the plate. Ergo, as Shakespeare said, the plate's the thing.
You are fine. Feel good about yourself, Missy. You have chosen a profession in which many great Americans have rotted away their youth. Now, smile.
What was that for?
That's a before picture. Hargan her?
That's hamburger. The H is silent. Literal.
Well, I assume flies means fries. Now, what is this? Two balls and a chick quacker.
That's two bowls of chicken soup and, quackers.
Well, ugh on my face, eh? Well, listen. I just want to tell you, you're the stupidest girl I've had working with. And that says a lot. That says an awful lot. In fact, you are one whopping moron. So, want to go out with me later?
I would rather stick my nose in the deep fryer. That is, if there's enough room for it with the mouse in there.
Hey, I worked an hour to get half of that out of there. Besides, the people seem to like it. We call them Cajun fries. By the way, we're almost out. Could you set a couple of traps? And set them on stun. They stay fresher.
There she is. There's my little girl. The first Bundy woman to have ever worked. Jefferson, get a picture of me and my little girl in her place of work.
Okay. Say tomain.
Hey, didn't you take my picture once when I was on a pleasure cruise? I think I was with Florence Henderson.
You think if I was really that good-looking guy from the Love Boat, I'd be doing this? No, I'd be rich. Another picture, Captain? I mean, Fonzie? Al?
Yes, one right over here. Oh, look at this. This is my baby's first tip. Get a picture of this. Now get a picture of this. Pumpkin, I want you to know that this is the proudest day of my life and will remain so until the day your mother leaves me. Let's go, Jefferson. I bet you can't wait till your firstborn gets a job.
I'd like to think by the time my first kid is born, I'll have already been gone 8 months.
Program Scared Smart, in which we learn that being cool in high school does not mean success. To demonstrate, I give you the form of the queen of our high school. She was so pretty and so popular, and she dated all the male teachers, and my husband, and my boyfriend, who was only 16, but God, did he earn that A. Anyway, she learned nothing in 5 years of high school, and you worshipped her for it. You used to know her as Kelly Bundy, but now she answers to the name she'll carry for the rest of her life. Hey, waitress! It is Kelly Bundy! Oh, we've got it to the library! Well, Miss Bundy, now that you're a waitress, I'd like to give you a tip. Stay away from my new husband. He's 18 and still peeking.
Well, he'd have to peek. He wouldn't want to look at it dead on.
I'm hungry.
But you know the rules. Never eat until your sister gets home. Now we eat!
Man, look at the grease on this bag!
Always the sign of a fine restaurant.
Oh, my, I get it in there.
Oh, man. Look how much some guy left over from his hamburger.
Buck, will you bring me my fuzzy slippers? Thanks, boy. Hey, I'm sorry I didn't bring you anything. God, I did him a favor. The only thing worse than serving the food is eating it.
Well, these fries are delicious. Look, this one's curly like a mouse's tail.
I want my mommy. Where is she?
Well, your mother's kind of sad about something. I don't know what it's about. I didn't ask her because then she'd tell me. Say hello to your daughter.
I don't have a daughter. If I had a daughter, she would never work. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows the sorrow. Hey, food!
Daddy, I'm thinking of quitting my job.
Oh, you know! You can't quit your job? And I say that not because I'm giddy with nutrients and starting to get some feeling back in my right foot. It goes much deeper than that.
Well, then why?
For one reason, Pumpkin. Because Bundys are losers, not quitters. And I like to think that I recognize a little bit of loser in you.
Oh, Daddy. So that's it, then. I'm a waitress. Oh, God.
So, Pumpkin, you always thought you were meant for something more, didn't you?
Yes.
Me too. But we weren't.
Hey, Bundy, want to go to a movie with me later?
Maybe. What's playing?
Hot Buttered Me.
That's a good one. Oh, my God. What am I saying? What did I almost just do? What have I become? What is to become of me? What am I sitting in? What is the meaning of life? What is being in nothingness? Why is everyone staring at me? Well, that's right. Because when I talk like this, people can hear me. When I talk like... people don't hear me. I have to remember that.
Hi, honey. I came to tell you that I have forgiven you for the terrible thing you've done.
You mean working?
No, we don't have to say that word. Just save that kind of bad language for when you're hanging around street corners with the boys. It's enough to say a mother forgives. Oh, ooh, great hair. No, 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 honey. What you're doing now is thinking. When thinking makes sounds in your throat, then you're talking. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
You weren't supposed to. I was thinking.
Oh, you have really grown up.
Excuse me, aren't you Kelly Bundy?
Actually, I'm her younger sister.
Wow, you must have had a wild life.
Not lately.
I'm Kelly Bundy.
Wow, you must have had a wild life.
Oh, not lately. So what can I do for you?
Well, you were always my idol. I thought you might help me. See, I've been grounded, and I've got this big party to go to, and every kid in town with a tattoo is going to be there.
Ah, the Rodriguez affair.
Yeah. But I can't go. And if I don't, I'll be socially dead.
You must go.
Mom, she's grounded. And it is wrong to openly defy your parents. You're going to have to sneak out.
But what if they check my room?
Well, before you sneak out, just tell your mother that she's starting to look like your father. And then tell your father that it's that time of the month and you've got cramps and you want to talk. Believe me, no one's going to check your room, talk to you, or look at you for days.
Wow, you're a genius. How do you know all this?
How does the turkey know how to fly? He just knows.
I am so proud of you.
Why?
Well, two reasons. First of all, during all this, these people have been starving for food, and you've just ignored them.
I think I see a little bit of Peggy in you.
And the second thing, honey, is I think you have finally found your calling. Why, this diner is like a husband to you. It gives you shelter and money, and you don't have to do anything to earn either.
So this just might be the answer to my quest for the Holy Pail. My purpose is to pass on my experience and knowledge to the young. Serving a burger with a side of wisdom, if you will. It's nice to know that despite the fact that you've got parents and teachers and brothers and sisters and friends and guidance counselors, policemen and priests, that there is somebody that you can go to when you need help. And that someone is Kelly Bundy, philosopher waitress.
Hey, where's my food?
Drop dead. And stay in school. Okay, I'm going to answer your questions in order. Sandy, always bring a toothbrush because you can cheat on your boyfriend, but not on your gums. And Miss Parker, if you insist on going out with 18-year-olds, have enough sense to bring along your own protection. Safety is everyone's responsibility.
Thank you.
Good luck, girls.